the top players and legends to the very best analysts around the world from wherever the beautiful game is played. This is BTP. Now, we're talking football.
Okay, so this is Stel from NBC Beyond the Pitch, and I'm here with £90 million man Paul Pogba. What an absolute pleasure to meet you. How you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Fantastic, fantastic. How's this whole Adidas thing going for you?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, enjoyed it.
The boot good?
Put good.
Good, good, good. We saw the result last night. Fantastic performance.
Yeah, that's a very, very good point. Important point for the rest of the season. Yeah.
Tough place to go to. Watford. Great form, weren't they?
Yeah, they are very good at the moment, and the result was great for us.
Absolutely. Well, Paul, I mean, you've been at the club for what, a year now? Did you think you'd have such a good season when you came back? You know, two trophies, League Cup, Europa League, and Champions League qualification?
That's what we were expecting, you know, just to go back in Champions League, to win some trophies. And obviously, the main objective, the main goal was to win the Premier League, but it didn't happen. But we won other trophies, so I'm glad.
Absolutely. Well, look, is it too soon for me to ask you, have you developed since coming back to United? Because obviously you had that stint at Juventus. Coming back to United, I know it's only been a year and a half, but do you feel you've changed your style of play, adapted to certain levels?
Yeah, you need adaptation just to play in England. So, yeah, I think I improved. I learned more how to play against a team like Watford. You know, use more your brain. And I got more experience here from last year, so yeah, I won't start the game the same way I started last year.
Great stuff. Well, look, you were at the club before, obviously in the academy, so you probably know the club better than a lot of the players that have been there for quite a while. Have you noticed a difference since Ferguson left and since Jose came in?
Just a bit. No, not much. Mm-hmm. Not much, because the staff is quite the same.
Right.
It's quite the same. Yeah, you have the same person, you know, we have other coaches, so obviously it's different than Ferguson, but the inside is like almost the same. Yeah.
I've seen a lot of the youngsters, like Angel Gomez, tweeting about you. They obviously look up to you because they see you as some kind of a blueprint, you know, to take it to that next level. How does that make you feel? You're 24 years old.
Yeah, it's just it's always nice to see the younger looking up to me, because they're from the academy too, so they want to do the same way. Like Rashford, Jesse Lingard, I was with him, so we like grew up together and playing in the academy, playing the first team now. So for them, it's like a relief. Like they believe they can still do it, because they have quality and they have the mentality to go ahead and play in first team.
Absolutely. Now, I know you went to Juventus. As a United fan myself, I was quite disappointed to see you leave. Not put you personally in terms of like your attitude or whatever it was, because I know that you were 100% committed to the club. But do you feel the club could have dealt with things a bit better?
That's maybe you have to speak with them.
It's a fair point. Speaking of your move back to United, were Real Madrid ever in the running? Because I know I want to put this to bed for a lot of United fans, because people are saying, oh, you could have gone to Real Madrid, and you do hear a lot of that kind of stuff. But United was the place that you effectively applied your trade. Was that your first choice?
To be honest, I've been honest with you. Real Madrid came to me, and I was thinking to go there, and I was thinking of the Manchester United too. But after I always follow my heart, so my heart told me to come back here. I don't know why, I don't know what's gonna happen, but I did it, and I don't regret. I never regret my choice.
Great stuff. Now, I remember your unveiling as a Man United player. I'm a big Stormzy fan. When I saw that on television, I was saying to my missus, look at this, it's Stormzy and Pogba. I mean, that's the most, I don't know, most influential way of revealing a footballer. What was that like for you? Because I've never seen that happen before in my life, and I'm 37 years old. It's an incredible way of announcing a footballer.
It's yeah, it was a very good advert with Stormzy. He done a great job, and we get on straight away between me and him, and let's make something special. it never happened, so let's make it happen.
Great stuff. And there's a big social media thing with the hashtag Pogba, Pogback.
Yeah.
Speaking of social media, we've seen how a lot of United players are in the background, like yourself, Martial, Rashford, Lingard, even Fellaini to some extent.
Yeah.
Does that show what kind of camaraderie there is at the club? Because I remember when it was Solskjaer, when it was Wes Brown, Gary Neville, there was that camaraderie there. It's very similar. Do you see any differences?
Between our surroundings.
The camaraderie, like everyone together as a team, the unity, the bond, like with Zlatan kicking Eric Bailly in training and all that.
Yeah, but you have to. Team, you spend more time with the players than you're with your family.
Mm-hmm.
If you realize, like, if you see it. So, you become your family, it's your team, you have to get on with everyone. The more you get on outside the pitch too, better you will be inside the pitch.
Fantastic. Now, you mentioned family. I know you're a family guy. I saw you looking over your mum quite a bit and your friend there. You know, you're 24 years old. You've had this big price tag on your shoulders. Obviously, you went through a bit of family issues back in the last season. You've overcome them. You scored in the Europa League final. I mean, as a 24-year-old at this level, how do you cope with this pressure? Because any normal 24-year-old wouldn't have that. You know, so how do you stay level-headed and grounded?
Just being yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just being myself. Don't look at the price tag. Don't look at everyone.
Absolutely.
I will respect you the same way before the transfer. So for me, I'm the same person. I'm the same person. I still do my hairstyle. Still dancing around. So for me, it didn't change anything. The only thing changed is the shirt that I signed for Manchester United. And the rest, the same.
Brilliant. Well, you've been in Manchester for quite a while, obviously, even before you left. What can you tell me about the area itself? You know, Manchester as a city, what does it mean to you?
Always been cold.
Well, you're in London now, it's even worse, isn't it?
Always been cold, it didn't change, but I really enjoy it because it's not a big city like London, but, you know, if you want to go to have a dinner, you know, you have some places that is very nice. And I really enjoyed it. Came here to play football, enjoy with the rest of the team, and yeah, I found myself very good there.
Great stuff. What would you say to any Man United fan that will see you as a future captain? Because with that, I'm not just saying it because you're sat right in front of me right now, but I've seen the likes of Robson, I've seen the likes of Roy Keane. You have that charisma, you have that ability to pull players by the scruff of the neck and say, right, this is our team, this is Man United, we're here to win. What would you say to any United fan that thinks that you could be the next Robson or the only Pogba, so to speak, as a captain of United?
I would be really pleased to hear that. For me, just wearing the shirt, I'm always give 100, you know. I want to win. I came back for a reason, just to put Manchester United where they belong, the place where they belong, and I'm sure we can do that, so I'm going to give my best until we arrive there where I want to arrive and where Manchester wants to arrive.
Wonderful. I've got a couple of quick questions. I mentioned social media earlier. You've obviously got a big social media presence. You know, you said you do the dancing and everything like that. Is this your way of releasing any kind of stress that you have? Because a lot of people say, oh, why is he dancing? He's doing this, he's doing that. He's a footballer, he should remain professional. Is that just the sign of the times? Is that just you being you?
I mean, social media, no social media. I'm always myself, so... If in social media I dance, it means that outside I dance. I don't play. I'm not an actor. Not yet.
See, it's an exclusive here.
Not yet. But no, it's just me. I will always do the same thing that I was doing when I was younger. I'm more professional, yes. I train every day. Do my recovery stuff, you know, being professional on the pitch. And that's on the pitch on myself, you know. That's it.
Great stuff. And Jose, what makes him the special one?
Because he's special. He's really special. He has a special way to start the games, special way to speak to the players, special way to speak to the journalist. So yeah, he's really special.
Does he give you that lift, knowing that, you know, you've got someone there on the bench that can motivate you and all that?
Yeah, he motivates me. He speaks to me a lot. He trusts me. He's the one who put me in Champions League. I was the captain, so I can see that he really trusts me and he believes in me. So yeah, it gives him, you have to give him the not the money back, you have to give him how do you say the money back? Acknowledge, you know. And I will always give my best for the team, for the club, for the players, for the coach, for everybody.
Fantastic. Well, Paul, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thank you ever so much. And hopefully we can speak to you soon, mate.
Yeah, no problem. Pleasure.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Pleasure's all mine. Thank you. Cheers.